The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can you believe it? We are more than 6 months practically through the... first of the year, and we're in the last 6 months of the year. It's crazy. I know it's such a cliche thing to say, but boy, time really does fly. Kate Delaney is always happy to be here at the helm of this show, America Tonight. Coming up, we have our cheap movie reviews. This may be the weekend you decide to go to the movie. If it has anything to do with Planet of the Apes, it's probably much better to see it on the big screen than to see it at home. Although, suffice to say, I bet it's okay the other way, too. If you don't go and see it at the theater, it'll be fine. If you go and rent it and just watch it that way instead. I mean, the key thing here is that you're into it, you followed it from however long, or you picked it up from the 70s, blah, blah, blah. You want to see the continuation of it, because all good things come back around again, right? There's no original ideas anymore. They're just reinvented, I suppose. I think there's just things that strike a chord, and because they work, if I'm a movie maker, you bet I'll go into that bag and use it again, and that's what some of them do. That's why some of them do that. Moving along to a very sad story, and I feel compelled to bring it up here at the top, because there was a teenager in Nepal who committed suicide, and you say, okay, well, that is sad, but what's the rest of the story? It happened after Brazil lost to Germany. I cannot think of anything worse than that. That this teenager was so involved with the team, that that's the only thing they could resort to. 10th grade student, depressed, hanged herself from the ceiling on Wednesday morning east of Kathmandu. Her mother found her hanging from the ceiling, and that's the other tragic part of that, to find your kid that way. And this is the reason, they say this is the reason she did it, is the depression over the loss. She just felt the loss too deeply. And if you remember, Brazil lost 7-1 to Germany. I mean, it was a complete and utter blowout. I really feel for her family. Meanwhile, we do have a final set. You might be watching it on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. The Netherlands and Argentina came to a tie. You put on the extra time with a system where they do that, where they've got the kicks. And Argentina won that way. So it was knotted up. And what they had to do to break the logjam was what you do in soccer, the free kicks, pretty much. Is what I'll call it, free kicks. And they get in. So now you've got Argentina and Germany tangling for the right to hoist the World Cup. The World Cup. It sounds so good, doesn't it? Whoever came up with that name, applause, applause, applause. It's just a brilliant name. It is. I mean, it just resonates. It resonates. Certainly does. So you may be watching the game. Besides watching the game, maybe you go back into the vault and rent an old movie that you haven't seen. Roger Ebert's favorite movies. There was a link I said I was going to share with everyone, and we're doing that. Over his favorite movies of all time, because this is a guy who was the movies. 46 years at the Chicago Trib, or sometimes rather, whoa, that's a flaw, a slip. Chicago Sun-Times, because they were big rivals. Chicago Sun-Times, he got a Pulitzer Prize. He was the most celebrated, some would say, film critic in America. Some might disagree with that. And every year he picked his favorite movie. So I have a published piece on that. And I've seen some of them. One of the movies that he picked, and this is, I think, such a layup because most people would pick it. In 1972, he picked The Godfather, Marlon Brando, Al Pacino. And he said, it's significant as the first shot is inside a dark, shuttered room. And it's the mafia from the inside. And that's the secret of it. It's its spell. And that's why it works. And The Godfather, and maybe that's the reason why The Godfather sucked me in, because that's what I would say. I would say that you get a bird's eye view or an inside look or whatever of the mafia, and it was set in the 70s, and it's such a fascinating movie, and I've seen it many, many, many times. Here's another interesting, I mean, this is kind of an interesting movie that he picked on his list. He picked in 1975 Nashville, the movie Nashville by Robert Altman. Ned Beatty, Lily Tomlin were in it, and it's sort of a, and it's what you see now a lot of times filmmakers go for. It's a hodgepodge of little slices of stories strung together. And he said he liked it because it was the most complete expression of not only the genius of the humanity of Altman, who sees people with his cameras in a way to enlarge the experience, and it's only a movie, but he said after he saw that movie, he felt more alive. And I think the reason why he said that is because of how he described it, that it's like you're looking into the lens of the life of people, and that's what you're seeing, the snippets, which now filmmakers do, and it's much more common. But he was one of the early guys to do that. He has a definite unique way of presenting a film, and that stood out to Roger. That stood out to Roger Ebert for sure. And then how about this one for something really different? In 1980, he picked The Black Stallion. The Black Stallion. Mickey Rooney. Kelly Reno. And he said of The Black Stallion and why he picked The Black Stallion, the first hour of the movie, he said, is probably one of the greatest film going experiences. He said it was epic. And it earned the description because that's just how it was. That it was, there was something about the movie that just moved him beyond belief. And then he picked in 1983, and we're going to have our cheap movie review coming up in our next segment, but he picked in 1983 The Right Stuff. This is one of my favorite all-time movies. I've watched this movie a bunch. And Sam Shepard's in it, and Scott Glenn's in it, and The Right Stuff is like a slice of Americana to me in watching the whole astronaut thing and watching Sam Shepard and how fast he could go and how fast he could fly and what it's about and the special effects and just, it's just a work of art, I think. And I pretty much believe that's how he was describing it, that it was very ambitious. And the locations where they shot were just awesome. On that note, we are going to kick it over to Cheap Movie Reviews on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I do. Movies are the great escape if you can find a good one. I don't know, there's something about the Planet of the Apes. They keep sucking us back in, or else you're totally repelled by the idea of the Planet of the Apes, and you never were into it in the first place. But, you know, you go back to the 70s and Roddy McDowall and him playing a major role in Planet of the Apes and to where we are now. And that's kind of what's happened in Hollywood. A lot of it is revisiting and recreating things that were successful, especially in the 70s. So away we go with our first cheap movie review. This movie is called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
Reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
The World Health Organization is now issuing guidelines on how to deal with it.
And of the deadly H7N9 virus is now confirmed.
Why didn't they know better?
Shortages are causing price.
Obviously, a cause for concern.
Warnings of symptoms caused by the virus.
Deadly flu strain they have ever seen in the virus. Testing various antivirals, but at this time,
they are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
And they only have enough resources to feed their own population.
Another government collapses as clean water becomes...
10 years since the first report.
We are concerned about the future of humanity.
How many more of us have to die?
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended indefinitely. Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, All regular government functions have been suspended.
So there you go. It's back. It's genetically evolved apes led by Caesar. You heard the scream for Caesar there. And they're threatening the human survivors of this virus that was unleashed a decade earlier. Apparently, it's getting pretty good marks in the categories of interesting to see cinematically, that kind of thing. Of course, everything's always offered in 3D. I don't know what that would be like. I like some of the actors in this. Gary Oldman's terrific. Jason Clarke is good. And Keri Russell, you may remember her, too. It's and Andy Serkis, too, is awesome. He's Caesar. He actually plays Caesar in this one. It's a long movie, though. So if you're going to go check this out, especially opening weekend, 2 hours, 10 minutes, and that's without 30 minutes of previews, because, you know, they always give you the previews. So my suggestion is if you're into the apes, then you're going to want to go see it on the big screen, maybe with the grandkids or the kids or your buddies. But go to a matinee, a little bit cheaper maybe. And this is only a couple days into it because it's not going to be an opening day or opening weekend. You might have to wait a couple of weeks, actually. But I kind of like this idea. When I was a kid, we went to see Planet of the Apes, and my brother and I have a special memory over it, and probably I may go to see it with him. Our next movie is something completely different. It has nothing to do with apes or fighting a virus or fighting for survival, anything like that, or history, and repeating a movie and cycling it back and trying to tweak the plot. It's called Boyhood.
Life doesn't give you bumpers.
We have a new student joining us today.
Hey, dude. Welcome to the suck.
Mom. Haven't you been drinking?
A little bit.
Oh, hey.
Who do you want to be, Mason? What do you want to do?
All right, so here's the cool thing about this movie. Boyhood has a lot of neat cinematic tricks. And maybe it's not a trick. They filmed this thing. Can you imagine this? Over 12 years. So the cast will age through it. I mean, how incredible is that? That would definitely be worthy of a rental, if nothing else. And it's the story of growing up through the eyes of a boy named Mason, who literally is growing up before your eyes. What's childhood like and all that kind of stuff, and then through adolescence. So who's in the movie, which is the other cool part about it? You've got Ethan Hawke, Patricia Arquette, Eller Coltrane, who is Mason, so you watch him grow up. Lauralee Linklater is also in it, too. I'm intrigued just because of how do you get people to sign on for 12 years and go through their life? Now, this is one long movie. I'm suggesting rental just put it on your radar. Boyhood, 2 hours, 44 minutes. You go to see this, it is a 3 and change investment, but I love it. I love the whole really aging process. So, so unique. And to get people to sign on, like I said, is incredible. All right, how about a sneak peek? The Mockingjay. I love Katniss Everdeen. That is the Hunger Games thing. At first, I was repelled by the whole Hunger Games deal, but then my niece talked me into it, and I kind of get it now because I didn't read the books. So the next one out is going to be Mockingjay. It's poverty rising and crazy, filthy rich people just trashing the poor people and putting them in various sectors. You can kind of see a little theme here. Anyway, here's a snippet of Mockingjay.
Is Capital TV.
Throughout this great nation, never have we been more unified. Because now more than ever, Pan Am is speaking with one voice. The capital and the district bound together in solidarity. Together.
Rebel Underground.
We have audio, but no video.
We're forging a stronger future.
This is a pirate transmission from District
13.
Repeat, this is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
The Mockingjay lives.
There you go. They really made it a sneak, didn't they? But that when that comes out, you can guarantee that that's going to be a runaway hit. That whole series is massively successful. We're going to start a thing, too, where we go and talk, go back into the archives and talk about Roger Ebert's favorite movies. There was an interesting article in a magazine called Entertainment Weekly, which normally I would know nothing about, but somebody turned me on to it and gave me a link to it. Roger Ebert spent 46 years at the Chicago Sun-Times. He won a Pulitzer Prize. Of course, he was a huge film critic in America. And every year until his death in 2013, he chose a number one movie. So I'm going to start to go back in the archives and check out some of these movies and give you some reviews on this. The first one he ever reviewed in 1967, Bonnie and Clyde, Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway. Did you see Bonnie and Clyde? I saw it with my mom. I can remember watching it. I thought it was awesome. I mean, it was pretty raw and gritty, but the whole story about Bonnie and Clyde, I thought they pulled it off. He liked it as the best movie in 1967. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Josh Evans from Leland's.com. They have such cool stuff. Their spring catalog auction underway. It closes January 25th, and there's some really cool things there. You all know I'm a huge sports fan, do sports, all that kind of stuff. So I get it. I get the idea of collecting and what it means when you get that item that you've wanted for so long because you're a big fan of XYZ person or your father was or somebody in your life was. And it just means that much more to you. And when you find out that it's available, geez, it's, I'm sure, an incredible feeling, as we've talked to many, many collectors on this show. And one of the big things this time around is Jim Brown's 1964 NFL championship ring. That's one of the biggies, but that's not the only thing. Somebody I interviewed, a game-worn uniform of his is also up for grabs. We'll talk about that in a second. But, Josh, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, nice to be here.
So talk about acquiring Jim Brown's championship ring. That's a big deal. That was a huge game, a huge moment in his career, and a lot of people are fans of Brown's.
Well, it's interesting because this is the second time we've auctioned it. We originally obtained it in 1998 and sold it for a family member of Jim's who got the ring from Jim. And then the guy who bought it has had it for many, many years, and we've constantly, you know, kept touch with him and talked to him about it, always wanted it back, and now he's willing to sell it again. It's an amazing piece. It's probably the finest sports ring that's ever been sold. No other ring, or at least by auction, no other ring except for possibly the Babe Ruth 1927 Yankee World Series ring, which we sold to Charlie Sheen, is better.
So do you expect that this, the reserve is like 25,000 plus? It should go for more than that, don't you think?
Yeah, that's just to, you know, get it started. Yeah. I think the bid is about 40,000 right now. But that ring is easily worth, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, if not more.
Yeah, very cool. All right, I hinted at this. I had a chance in my career to interview Ted Williams, and it was just
wow.
Great. Because he hardly did any interviews. Bob
right.
Costas, a few other people, and he was so gracious to me, and it was such a great interview. It was so fun to have a chance to talk to him. We talked baseball, and we talked about fly fishing because he said, you know, he loved fly fishing. And you've got a game-worn uniform. Tell me about that.
It's probably the second best Ted Williams uniform jersey in known. The best one was in 1941, of course, which, you know, the year he hit 406. And we sold that privately for several hundred thousand dollars. This is his 1954-55 uniform that, interestingly enough, it has the black armband for Harry Aganis, who was a Boston College baseball player who died in his second year for the Red Sox back in 55. And it's a really special shirt with his name embroidered in the jersey and in the pants. And it's been signed by Ted. It was signed probably in the 80s, you know, with a big, beautiful Ted Williams signature on both. And it hasn't been seen in 20 years. It's a great, great piece.
Yeah, you know what I also like, and obviously this is what you do, and you're just so geeked out on this whole thing, aren't you? I mean, it's the perfect career for you, isn't it?
Oh, I'm living the life. I do what I love, and I'm really, really lucky. And it's not work for me. It's exciting, and it's profitable too, which is really cool.
Yeah, when you can be, that's the idea. You marry your passion with what's profitable, and you got a good life there. No question about that. Derek Jeter's locker that was used during the 1999 World Series, you have that up too. And I would think Jeter stuff is really going to start to soar because this is it for Jeter. This is his last year.
Yeah, Jeter's really hot right now. He's like, you know, he's one of those, you know, really special areas where people are just kind of going bananas. And the thing that's great about a locker is that these really big things are wonderful. You can build a collection around it. It's a tremendous display. You know, people pay thousands of dollars for something that's the size of a baseball or is a baseball or, you know, even more for a ring. It's so small. Here's something that, you know, you're getting a lot for your buck. You know, it's a big thing. And it's a wonderful display item. It came right from the Mets where, you know, Jeter used it. At Shea, and it's tremendous.
Of everything that you've got up in the spring catalog that's up for grabs, to you, just you personally, what excites you the most?
The piece that I love the most is the baseball car. The reason that I love it is because I kind of found it. It was in terrible, terrible condition. I didn't pay that much for it. I own it myself. I didn't pay that much for it. You know, just a couple thousand dollars. And then I spent thousands of dollars to have it restored perfectly back to its original condition. It's a 2000 Volkswagen Beetle that was given to the top Cracker Jack salesman in the world back in 2000. And it's painted like a baseball. It's a white baseball car, and it's got, you know, a stick shift in the shape of a ball and a bat, and it's just a really unique thing. And everybody in my firm gave me a lot lot of grief for it. They're like, what are you doing? You're buying this crazy thing. You're spending all this money. And I'm like, no. And it's probably the most popular item in the auction right now. It's already up to over $8,000, and there's a lot of interest. So, you know, it's great because I get to, tell all the naysayers you were wrong.
I love it. You also, it's not just all sports, too. You also have a couple of things. I know people listening to us are into rock, and you've got a Pete Townsend guitar, right? And you've got something of Keith Moon's. Tell us about that.
The Keith Moon drums I actually discovered when I was in London, and it came from the guy that did all of the set of the roadie for The Who. And it's, you know, a real Who drum, real Keith partial drum kit. But the Townsend guitar is even better. It's an actual guitar used by Pete Townsend that he gave to a very well-known rock guy in Cleveland after one of the shows back in the 70s. And it's a classic SG guitar that Pete was well-known to use. I just had one of the top guitar guys in the country call me and say, look, I called people at the Who's management. They're aware of the guitar. They remember it. They remember Pete giving it to this guy, David Spiro. And it's just incredible. So it's really a major piece. If it was in a rock auction, it could sell for $100,000. But we'll see what happens here.
So a lot of times some of the stuff you acquire, you trip onto it. Like you go for a trip to London, somebody tells you about this or that, somebody says they have something they want you to look at. How do you get most of the stuff that you use for the catalog?
Well, there's all a different, there's a whole different number of ways. The easiest is that people just call us. We get calls from all over the country, all over the world, in fact, people that have stuff. You know, we've been doing this longer than anybody else. We've done the right thing. We vet everything we sell. We authenticate everything we sell. We stand behind everything we sell. Our reputation is solid. And people just come to us. The phone rings every day, and you never know what it's going to be. And we also go out there and look for the stuff. You know, I've been all over the world looking for memorabilia. I went to Australia on a vacation, and I ended up looking for Jack Johnson stuff, the famous boxer who won the heavyweight championship in Sydney, and I brought home the most amazing boxing stuff you ever saw. So I don't even take, you know, my vacation is my business is my vocation and my avocation. I love what I do, so it's fun for me.
Yeah, no kidding. And so anything could actually be a piece of history. So here you have a guitar. We have rings, you have baseballs, you have the car, which you said people were giving you grief for, which, by the way, if you look at Leland's.com, it's really cool, just like a baseball. So anything that somebody might consider valuable or somebody uber famous, you never know what could show up, right?
Well, it works both ways. We get calls from people that say, well, I have this amazing, you know, Babe Ruth card, and it's worth a tremendous amount of money, and, you know, it turns out it was made in 1973. And then you have people that say, oh, I have something, I don't think it's anything. And then it turns out to be, a ball signed by Jackie Robinson, and it's worth, you know, $20,000. So it goes both ways. That's why this is, for us, one big antiques roadshow, and people are constantly bringing things to us, showing us things. People can email us photographs, and we'll tell them exactly what they have. Even if they don't want to sell it, we just like seeing things. And people can go to our site. It's Leland's.com, L-E-L-A-N-D-S, and they can email us. My name is up there, my picture, my email address. People can call us, and we'll tell you what you have. Get free appraisals, and we are really interested in finding the new great treasure. That is the key to what we do.
I love that. Perfect way to end this. Find the treasure. Josh Evans, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
We're whipping around that final corner for this hour of America Tonight. And as we do that, I always invite you to throw in your comments. If you don't give us a call, you can do that through the magic of Al Gore's internet 24/7. It's open, baby, americatonight.net. And many of you took me up on that offer, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Gregory, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, while all of this is going on along the border, some other things are happening right under our noses that we're not paying attention to. It seems we can only focus on one thing, and that's a pretty big thing. Granted, it's a huge crisis, but it's been a huge crisis for a long, long time. First, I say give Obama the money because we need to stop it. We need to be able to house these kids and process and do what we have to do. It'll only get worse. It'll only cost more money. So digging our heels in the sand like a bunch of babies doesn't do us any good. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't matter if you're disillusioned with the administration. The bottom line is it's not going to help you in any way or help us as a country. We're already caught up in the middle of it. And here's the other thing that I would like to say. What's up with Rick Perry, the governor of Texas? He goes off half-cocked all the time. I guess he wanted his photo op, and that's why he wanted to sit down with the president, because could there be anyone who takes bigger swings at Obama? Although Obama was smart to play it out the way he did. And like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Obama's. I don't hate the guy. I think the first time around I voted for him, but the second time around I did not. But he did meet with Governor Goodhair, who, like I said, takes big, wide swings at his head, and then he comes in and he meets with him. So how about that? Yeah, that's politics, you know. That's politics, baby. You look around and you watch what happens, even inside a party, and this is why the Republicans this time around in 2016, Rentz Priebus is trying to get a handle on, let's not eat each other, you know, because that's what we're doing. We take giant chunks out of each other when we have all of these debates, and then all of a sudden we got to pull someone out of the fire, and that's who we're trying to elect as the next president of the United States. So this is typical of what happens. Perry did want the photo op. Perry did want to force the president's hand, and I guess he did, because the president buckled to meet him. He could have said, no, I don't have time, and I'm not there for that kind of thing, or whatever. And I suppose there was a little dance between the two of them, really. They met at the Dallas airport, and they discussed what was going on with immigration and some of the policies and all that kind of stuff. And you know, the main thing is this money won't do anything to secure the border, but it'll help what's happening now, since we're already paying over $250 per kid in the United States at these bases right now. So the process has to, there's got to be a solution. Even if it's only a temporary solution, there has to be some kind of solution. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Barry, listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Barry says, Kay, do you think more people are taking vacations, or do you think less people are doing that because they're kind of pinched for time or for money and they're doing the staycation thing? Let me just say that I'm a person who likes to take a vacation, but I have lately done the staycation thing in the interest of socking away some more money. And, of course, I have some kids in college. And let me tell you, it's a pretty good deal, because you can do all those things that you don't have time to do, like actually sit down and read a book, or actually sit down and take a breath, or have friends over and not have to be worried about rushing them out the door because you have to get up for a 6 o'clock meeting the next day, or you're running to an airport. I don't know, maybe vacation is a state of mind. Kind of an interesting diverging from something that we're normally talking about, all these heavy political things, so that's why I mixed that in there. I don't know. You know, the idea of the staycation thing is that's what it's about, is let's save some money, because do you have a big family? Is it just you? Or do you need to mentally get away? Do you need to physically be someplace else? Or does that work? I like the idea of what he said, reading books, because, you know, I was looking at books I had piling up, and let me tell you, there are so many. It's like I can't get through them because I'm too busy. I see a book, or I see the Wall Street Journal, and I read snippets of it. You can't possibly read the whole thing because it would take you the whole day, but it would be a good thing to do. Maybe it could be relaxing, unless looking around your place, you know, your house, your apartment, whatever, got you tense because you were looking at things that you could be doing to work on that. So I'm just saying. Here's one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, Kate, Lois Lerner, let's talk tactics here. Can we please just find out what happened? I am sick to death of this lady. And it's funny, because every time I say her name, I think Lois Lane. But she's no Lois Lane. And apparently now they found an email that warned that Congress might read her email. So this former IRS employee has been nothing but trouble. And as you call it, the three dreaded letters must hate her, because they just can't seem to rid themselves of Lois Lerner. But I think it's a good thing, because we need to know what really happened. Why can't we just get the answer to, a couple of key questions. Well, you know, you answered it yourself. Why can't we get a couple of answers to some key questions? Because she doesn't want to answer the key questions. I don't know. Is there something, is this just, was she on her personal vendetta, or was she shoving things aside because somebody else told her to shove them aside? You know, it really boils down to that. I agree with a couple of questions. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California who's leading this patrol, he's not letting this thing go. And he released her email that warned that there would, this could happen. So, you know, she's saying, we need to be careful about emails. We need to be cautious about what we say in emails. You know, listen, if you're saying that in April 2013, are you kidding me, lady? Like, she didn't know that. Does everybody now know that you have to be careful what you say in emails? Do you know that President Bush II, didn't write emails? Why didn't he write emails? Because he knew the scrutiny. He knew that it could be misconstrued, and he didn't do that because he didn't want that to happen. And, you know, that was part of the deal. So, of course, that can happen. That's not something new. You know, she retired last year. She was the head of the group that screened the nonprofit group's applications for tax-exempt status. She was held in contempt, of course, at Congress in May for refusing to testify before the subcommittee, ISA subcommittee. And then the IRS said last month that they had lost thousands of her emails because her computer crashed in 2011, that the hard drives of seven other employees connected to the Tea Party investigation also crashed, and that they found out that her hard drive was recycled and probably destroyed, and backup tapes were routinely reused after 6 months. So that's the truth, that part of it. But, I mean, give me a break with this. Maybe we're just not going to get that answer. No matter how they dance around this, they're not going to get the answer to this. You know, there's three congressional panels that are investigating the IRS scandal. Three. The Oversight Committee, House Ways and Means Committee, and the Senate Finance Committee. The Justice Department and the IRS Inspector General also conducting investigations. So we definitely have spent some money on this thing. I don't know that we're ever going to get the explanation that we want to hear, or just the explanation about this drama. It just feels like there's something huge missing from this puzzle. But what is it? We don't know. Hey, thanks for those emails. If you want to send me one, you can. AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact. And here's my ode to James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano. Bada bing, just like that.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.